This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. As summer begins, so does the official Western wildfire season. One of the first big ones is burning near Sedona, Arizona. Extreme drought conditions have helped it spread quickly. Hundreds of area residents and business owners have evacuated, though so far all that has actually burned is about 1,500 acres of rugged, steep wilderness and Forest Service land. Jillian Ferris Cole has this report.
The streets of Sedona are bustling with tourists, buying t-shirts and getting their pictures taken with characters dressed in old-time Western costumes. It seems like any other day in the popular vacation destination in the mountains 2 hours north of Phoenix, except for the massive forest fire visibly burning on a mesa just above the city's main thoroughfare. A fact that doesn't seem to bother Burt Maverick, who's visiting from Michigan.
Everybody says we're good and safe, so I'm trusting them and believing them. They know more than I know about it. We haven't had any tours yet. We start that stuff tomorrow, and we'll see what from there.
Visitors from all over the world come to Sedona to get a look at the region's picturesque red rocks. And the area is also a New Age Mecca. Spiritual seekers come in search of vortexes, believed to be centers of cosmic energy. Some of those vortexes are now off limits to visitors as fire officials shut down Forest Service roads and hiking trails in the area. So the local Chamber of Commerce and Tourist Bureau is very busy today, reassuring visitors and would-be vortex seekers that the town and region remain open for business. Char Beltran is president and CEO of the Sedona Chamber of Commerce. She's so busy that she could only take this interview in her car, where she's been much of the day, driving around to various business owners, trying to convince them that the city is not going to burn down.
Even if some of our areas are shut down, we still have the red rocks. They don't burn down. Everybody says, you know, this is God's country. Sedona claims this is God's office. So I think we have a little, you know, bit of protection there.
A little bit of protection in the form of more than 200 firefighters and 3 hotshot crews working in 100-degree weather to protect the public from a threatening wildfire. Fire officials knew something like this was coming. They predicted a bad fire season this year because of extreme drought and an abundance of dry forest fuels.
We've got every color imaginable fire trucks in our town at the moment. And that's great because those are the folks that are coming to help us.
That's Gary Johnson, public information officer for the Sedona Fire District. He says fire officials are acutely aware that hundreds of hikers are generally wandering through Sedona's many canyons at any given point. That's why the city recently installed an emergency siren system to let hikers know when something is amiss. Johnson says when fire officials tested the system for the first time last week, they had no idea how soon they'd really need to use it.
We use that system to notify the residents and the visitors alike in Oak Creek Canyon that something was wrong.
No stranded hikers have been reported in the area, a good sign, says Johnson, that everyone evacuated safely. Johnson says he hopes hikers will find other ways to enjoy Sedona's beauty, perhaps a pink Jeep tour, one of the most popular sightseeing adventures that takes people on wild Jeep rides through Red Rock Country. Sean Wendell is the owner of Pink Jeep Tours. He says the fire's visible flames have not slowed down business.
We've had a lot of calls, people wondering if they still have their tours to take.
Wendell says even forest closures won't shut down Pink Jeep Tours. They'll still give tours to some 300 people a day, just along different roads, paved and fire-free.
We would conduct on-road tours because we could still give out the information, show them the rock formations. Wouldn't get as rugged a ride, but still get a great value and still show this beautiful area to everybody.
And Wendell will have to plan alternate routes for his customers. Forest Service officials announced yesterday plans to temporarily close the entire Coconino National Forest to the public beginning on Friday due to extreme fire danger. The ban will likely continue through the summer or until drought conditions lessen. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole in Sedona.